fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of February. The prepper tip today is to check all your stored food. We now have the Tuesday Running Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Dave Hodges, his website's The Common Sense Show. And in a few minutes, we will have Steve Benoon with us. Leon's held over from the first hour. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
I got mechanical issues here. Sorry about that.
Okay. You sound okay there, Dave. We'll start out asking Dave for his comments on the Chinese spy balloon that, by the way, Dave, in case you may have caught this, it was following the jet stream in general, which just happened to take over some of our most sensitive military bases. But what are your thoughts and comments on the Chinese spy balloon, please?
Well, in a single word, I would say treason. That's my single descriptor. I keep hearing this, and that many in the top 4 levels of the DOD are compromised. And how you could let this happen? They knew that balloon was coming, was well over the Pacific. And when it reached the Aleutians, it should have been shot down immediately. I mean, this posed such a grave potential threat that, we've got military people going on Fox saying they could have carried a nuclear payload, that they could have carried EMP. But regardless, the degradation to our reputation internationally, that China owns America now, we can do anything we want to them. That's my reaction to this. And then they lie about the Trump administration. Well, this happened under Trump. Well, you know, I wouldn't exactly say John Bolton and Trump were friends. And John Bolton came out publicly and said, that's not true. And the ex-CIA director said, that's not true. That's a lie. These people lie about their lies, and they are bought off in large part by China. And you know, this is just like the FTX scandal, John. How many people in Congress took FTX money? That's stolen property. They should be prosecuted for taking this. And it's just, we're being sold out by our leaders because China, in large part, owns them.
All right. Very comprehensive. Jeff, your thoughts on the Chinese spy balloon, please.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the Chinese are claiming it was a weather balloon, of course. But I don't know what it was. I don't know that we do know. I understand these kind of balloons pass over. I don't know behind the scenes why there has been so much hysteria after this one. I don't think that anybody's going to deliver a nuclear bomb by balloon in an age of nuclear missiles, in an age when you have suitcase nukes, in an age when you have, you know, these different things. The balloon wasn't at the right altitude for an EMP device. It needed to be twice as high. So, and I don't know, since they can look at anything they want with a satellite, you know, since the satellite can see a license plate from space, and there's two North Korean satellites pass over us every day. And those satellites, Peter Pry, the late Peter Pry, told me he feared that there was an EMP device in one of those satellites. It could be dispatched to a lower altitude and detonated to great effect. So I don't know. I think there is some hysteria on the part of the United States over this. But I'm kind of glad that people are worried about China. I wish that they could put it all together, put the whole thing together and understand strategically what's happened to the country and how it relates to the communist movement and the changes in our society that are trying to be implemented, you know, by the change agents. So,
all right.
Comment. Yeah.
And Leon, your thoughts, we didn't talk about this the first hour, your thoughts on the Chinese weather balloon, sir.
Oh, yes, we did talk about it. Remember, I was talking about the EMP right. potential, and I've even read from some people that they were concerned about the potential of it being a dispersant agent of weapons of mass destruction, whether it's viruses or prions, and we aren't exactly sure if that was the case, but it was definitely a trial balloon to see how much resolve we had, and I agree with Dave with the treason aspect, the ineptitude, and so there are so many mistakes made here. It was just a blatant faux pas, not a faux pas, it was blatantly treason. So, yeah, there's actually another one that's in Central America, and I heard a third one down by Colombia. So if that's the case, they're just going to keep rolling this out until we start blasting right out of the sky. Or neuter them
with right.
a directed energy weapon.
Okay, well, gentlemen, the NORAD tracked this thing all the way across the Pacific. It was no secret. If it hadn't been for this gentleman in Montana, a civilian, private citizen, who saw it, apparently, we'll ask Dave first, apparently the U.S. government had no intention of informing civilians and the public until a civilian found this thing. Your response, Dave?
Well, yeah, nothing surprises me. Like I said, whether it's a civilian, a commercial airline pilot, whatever it would be, unless it was discovered in the private sector, they would never have revealed this. And I agree with Jeff. It wasn't at the right altitude for EMP. But what the people that came on Fox that I watched, the ex-military people, they said the potential. In other words, they could do anything they want to us if they follow certain logistics. And the bottom line is, I agree with what we just said regarding the possibility of dispersal of biological agents. That's a possibility, too. I don't know that that happened. But what I'm saying is we allowed our territorial airspace to be violated by an enemy. And everything is okay, and this administration defends it. Yet, you have to ask yourself, if it was no threat, and they let this linger near sensitive facilities for days, let me ask you a question. Why would they shoot it down once it was leaving the continental United States?
Well, I'll give a response on that. Tucker Carlson was talking about this last night, and there was a Lindsey Graham, who I have no love for Lindsey Graham, and a couple of other commentators said it was public pressure that caused it to be shut down, is what there was commented on Carlson last night. Which may or may not be true, but that was their analysis on Tucker Carlson last night. But it was shot down. F-22 shot down with a missile. I presume the debris has been collected and is undergoing analysis at some place where they can do such a thing. they're going to find camera equipment, video equipment. They're going to find electronic signals, intelligence gathering material. That's what's expected. Now, there's been discussion that there was one or more explosive devices on board this thing. I haven't seen or heard any evidence of that. Have you, Dave?
No, I haven't heard any of that. I mean, they may have had a self-destruct mechanism. Who knows? But the reality is, if they would have lied to us about the presence of the balloon, why should they bother to tell us the truth after the fact?
Precisely. Precisely. So moving on from there, let's find out what's high on the radar of our guests here, starting with Jeff. What's the most important thing you want to discuss today, Jeff?
Oh, well, that's a surprise question. I wasn't expecting to choose the topic.
Okay, well, why don't you analyze that a bit, and you may typically you have an article underway.
The real issue is, look, our society is being infiltrated. Our children are being taught subversive ideas to degrade our society, and nobody seems interested, or very few people, and they're. And of course, we had a totally improper reaction to a pandemic that was exaggerated so that people would be forced to take a shot. So that's pretty big. And our nuclear arsenal is literally rotting away because we haven't built a new nuclear weapon in 30 years, and the Chinese and Russians have been building new ones. So these are pretty dramatic subjects compared to a balloon. And I'm glad that people are alarmed, but it's kind of strange. These really alarming things are going on, and nobody seems that worried about it. But there's this hysteria over this, and it's just very odd to me. I think we're psychologically, we're disoriented, we're hysterical. We're not focused on the right things. We don't know how to analyze anything anymore. People aren't educated in general subjects. And so, I don't know, we get these weird, I don't know, our culture is very strange.
Okay. Before we get to our first caller, Dave, what's high on your list that you wanted to discuss today?
Well, there's another integrity issue, and we have to be careful because it could be serving as a distraction by the media, the fact that they even report this. But FTX is now calling for members of Congress to return the funds that they received for campaigns. Maxine Waters responded to this when the scandal first broke. Hell no, I'm not giving that money back. The Republicans took it too. But I think that's an issue. Congress received stolen funds, and there's no way around it. If you and I did what they did in a different venue, receipt of stolen property puts you in jail. And this, in effect, was stolen property. It's embezzled money. It's also fabricated money. And it just shows you that we have a lot of cleanups to do in this country. And I think, honestly, too, we may be past the point of no return as far as political reform. I see no political avenue that we can take our country back. And I think we're going to see a continued degeneration of our country and our standard of living.
All right, let's take our first call. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Dave and Jeff. I just want to kind of lay to rest this thing being a weather balloon, okay? Because I did some research on the differences between this type of balloon and a weather balloon. Weather balloons are one-time use things only. They're about 6 feet. They have a diameter of about 6 feet. They go up into the air, and they measure what is called the troposphere, which is where our weather is. During the winter, our weather band rarely gets above 33,000 feet. So if it was and then they explode. They keep going till they're about 100,000 feet in height, and they're made of latex, and at that point they expand to past 20 feet in diameter and explode. And the weather, and their little system that they use, which is called a radio sonide, is a radio device that comes down and has that they use to measure the weather, and it's electronic and has all these things. It comes down with a little plastic, kind of small parachute. this, they only, weather balloons don't have any ability to guide themselves. They only go wherever the wind blows them. And so this thing was not a weather balloon. Even if you want to say it was a high-tech weather balloon, no, because it's way above the troposphere, which is where the weather would be. Most pilots know how to fly an airplane over top of the weather, right? You know, so this thing was above the weather where you would be measuring weather. So there's no way it was a weather balloon. It was a high-altitude spy balloon is exactly what it was. Now, what it was doing, I think Dave can speak to this. One of the things it could have been doing was going through what Dave called, I saw one of his videos the other day where he was talking about vector intercepts. And that means it was going through and triggering, when you go through a no-fly zone or an area that's being monitored, you know, when you break that no-fly zone, you set off the radar systems that they have. And that turns on, and those can be measured and detected by these devices, by the electronics on these machines. Not only that, but these machines, we have the ability to infect those systems once they're on with malware. You can be hacked wirelessly. It goes on quite a bit, matter of fact. And so there was lots and lots of threats that this thing was doing. It could have been, you know, it could have been installing malware. It could have been setting up a system for the future where they could invade our airspace with missiles or anything else, and we would never detect it. There's a lot of things that this thing was doing, but it was definitely spying, and it was definitely not a weather balloon. That's just ridiculous. Yeah. I'm just going to end with that, but let's just say if you want to look up, go to the weather and system here in the United States and look up weather balloons, and you'll get all the information you need to know about weather balloons. It was not a weather balloon. Way above the weather, okay. Level. So, yeah. All right. Thank you. That's really all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you for the call, Charlie. I don't think we need any response to that. Let's just move on to our next caller. We've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, first of all, I would like to ask about mention that I watched a recent interview with Scott Ritter, and he's gone over the top with Germany. He is giving scathing accusations of the current regime being Nazis. Then every German is a closet Nazi with a shrine to fallen, someone who served in World War II in their basement. And he said that we should have carried out the Morgenthau plan back after the war and leveled Germany, broken it up into six parts and left it a potato patch. And he said you had one chance, and he thinks he served in Germany, and he thinks that Germans don't deserve to live. That's what he said online, and there's an interview online. Now, why is he? Well, what is going on with him there?
You want us to read his mind? You want us to read his mind to determine why he thinks the way he thinks?
It's in response to the fact that they're selling Leopard tanks to Ukraine.
I understand. What's your question, John?
And What is the source of his? Why is he showing all this sympathy for Russia?
You want us to read his mind as to why he thinks the way he thinks? That's your question, John.
What is going on? What is Jeff's opinion of what's
Jeff's
going on?
Opinion of what?
Shell for Russia of
what's
Scott
Jeff's
Ritter.
Opinion of what? Of Scott Ritter?
Yes.
Okay, Jeff. What's your opinion of Scott Ritter?
Why?
Your opinion after the break. Hold on, everybody.
Mm-hmm. which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Oh, yeah, me. Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of the youngster off to college. With the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, you can do that at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on a piece of equipment. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer Dave Hodges. His website's thecommonsenseshow.com. I say again, thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. And Jeff, John from Texas would like you to give your thoughts this gentleman. If you want to go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, Scott Ritter, of course, is famous. You can hear me okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Scott Ritter was famous for, you know, being one of these inspectors that went into Iraq and whatever. But he takes a very pro-Russian line. I've listened to him recently. It is pretty outrageous, and it doesn't surprise me if he expresses sentiments, you know, anti-ethnic German sentiments or other things. He seems to be quite honest, he seems hostile to America too. So I, you know, people have to judge on their own the sources that they use. You know, the ideal is to be objective, to try to see things the way they are. It's very difficult, and I don't find any value in what he says. So,
okay,
I'm pretty dismissive of him. Yeah.
Okay, John, you got your answer. Anything else?
I have a question about since it's Black History Month, about you know anything or have any or know anything or have any information about the death of Booker T. Washington in 1915. This seems to be how the NAACP and the people behind them came to dominate the civil rights movements.
Okay, Jeff, we'll start with you. You have any knowledge about the circumstances of death of Booker T. Washington?
No, I don't.
Okay, Doug, Dave, do you have any information on that death?
No idea.
And Leon, any information on the death of Booker T. Washington?
No, sir, but that's intriguing. It may be allegedly killed just like Tesla was. So, yeah, I don't have the information, but I'm going to look into it.
Okay. We'll give you one last opportunity to ask a question here, John, then we'll move on.
That's all for today.
Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Before we go much farther, Jeff, there's a way people can subscribe to your website. Tell people how to do that, please.
Yeah, they can. There's a PayPal button below every article or video where they can contribute to the site.
Okay. And Dave, how often are your videos published, sir?
Every day.
Every day. And what is it a particular time of day or is it kind of random?
Well, we start in the morning and kind of go throughout the day as events warrant.
Okay. All right. So it varies. But do you have a new video presentation every 5 days a week or 7 days a week?
7 days a week, and oh, we do anywhere between 8 to 10.
Okay. Well, that's a lot. That's an awful lot. Okay. Well, Leon, I didn't get a chance to ask you. What's atop your radar that you would like to discuss today, sir?
My main focus right now is the attack on the food system. I mean, and it's good to know all the geopolitical aspects, but if you don't have food to feed your family, all these things, all these theories, and all the practical impact on it is going to be mute, because your choice is either to go to the FEMA camp, beg from neighbors, grow a garden now. They're very limited choices, and they're doing more and more attacks. And regardless of what's happening with Tractor Supply and Garena and Cargill and all those companies that are doing things that affect both backyard flocks as well as major companies that have been impacted, you know, it doesn't really matter to me in that regard, other than the fact that I don't have any control over those. But I do have, you know, 38 eggs I picked up this morning from my own chicken. So I'm producing eggs, and I know people that are not, and so it's a matter of getting serious and getting started now. And I agree with you in getting with yesterday's thing about getting your garden, and getting a small gardening group, and getting started, because spring is right around the corner, even though it's still officially winter. But you can get everything else intact, your infrastructure, your irrigation set up now. But people are going to wait, and then they'll be behind the power curve, especially if seeds start to run out, or if they throw out the new catastrophic contagion, which is part two of 2.1, event 201, and how they want to continue to regulate and use food as a weapon. I mean, Kissinger said that, Rockefeller said that, and so we already know that's their goal, and we should take specific steps now to mitigate those impacts on our lives. Because
okay,
I'm not going to register with the FDA.
You're not going to register your chickens, are you? We got a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. 9+ gigabytes of information there. More than 200 articles and videos regarding COVID-19, COVID clot shot by world-class scientists and doctors. You can really get an education, and once you got that education, you can inform parents and grandparents to please don't let their children get the clot shot. You can save some lives, literally save some lives. And, of course, I'm now on Twitter since Elon Musk brought it, and I get some posts up there occasionally promoting my radio show. And products that will help you, such as commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvestrite, the Liberator rocket heater, which is just a few feet away from me, the excellent products that Mike Lindell offers, not only his pillows, but sheets and towels and slippers and bathrobes. And tonight, the president is giving a speech. It's called the State of the Union. I'll be watching. I may not watch the whole thing, but I'm looking for a close-up of his ears to see if it's the real Joe Biden or the fake Joe Biden. And we have the photographs. I hear you laughing there, Hodges.
Well, it's funny.
And here's the difference. Here's the difference. The real Joe Biden has a dangling, unattached earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has the attached earlobe. There's other facial differences that are more subtle, but those two are really quick and easy to spot, and there'll be some close-ups. Last but not least, if you have arthritis pain, slowing you down, keeping you from doing what you want to do, go for a walk in the park, dance with your honey, go hunting, fishing, whatever it might be, you need an energy cleaner. Check it out at my website. You'll be very glad you did. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Tuesday morning roundtable with Dave Hodges. His website's The Common Sense Show. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. And let's see, some callers on hold here. First, we have Rod in Illinois. Good morning, Rod.
Just look forward to this show. Good morning, guys. I always look forward to this show. Well, every day I look forward to it. But the reason I'm calling, I agree with all three of them. I'll start with Leonard, or not Leonard, Leon. My boss is named Leonard. So anyway, Leon, you're right. Right now is the time to make a good garden, provide for your family, maybe make some chicken eggs, grow some chickens, get a garden in the ground. We're starting our plants. We figured March 1st. Anyway, I'll move on to the next one. Jeff Nyquist, I agree with you on your topic of, you know, the, you were talking about abortions and the, if I'm not mistaken, but I think there's a big desecration of Christianity. And I just feel like it's starting to show in our society now. And then Dave, I hope I'm not messing anybody's name up, but Dave Hodges, right? So your topic, you're right. It's treason. Our selected residents of the White House, you can't believe a word they say. It's all lies. And how does that, as people in the United States, how do we take the people serious that we're supposed to at least have some faith in? And not only that, it just leads to the markets being bad. And I don't know a lot of optimistic people in my world, so it's sad to see, but you know, I just think it's all not looking good, but I'm still optimistic. But John asked everybody what their questions were. Now I wonder, John, what's your topic? Because I'll listen off the phone, but I appreciate you guys' work trying to get everything in because I like to listen more than I like to talk. So thanks for your time, guys. Thanks for what you do.
Well, my focus is... not single, there are several facets to my focus. Working on making my home also a self-sufficient place with a garden, a greenhouse, and also improving my skills as a warrior, which is my primary set of skills too. I'm the, you know, there's sheep and there's a sheepdog. I'm the sheepdog. If it comes down to where our sheriff is asking for volunteers to protect the community, I will be working with the sheriff to protect the community from whatever threats there might be and enhancing my skills so that I can teach others these same skills is my focus as well. Let's go on to our next caller. We got Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John and gentlemen. Just... came to my mind right now, since we're deep in the winter and people are struggling, I just want to remind you of course the fact that over a decade, two decades ago, I identified a poisoning issue that impacts all the families that live in manufactured or mobile homes, which is about a tenth of the nation. So I'm encouraging people to go to gassingamerica.com, understand that the federal government 43 years ago, decided to injure those humble families and their babies that live in the manufactured mobile home units that they took control over. So every manufactured mobile home that's heated with natural gas, propane, or carbon-based fuel present, say, Rick, if anybody will go to gassingamerica.com and take a look at the issue that I exposed, you'll see how cruel or evil the government is. They have not even given notice or remedy of an act that they put in place in 1976. And since that time, thousands of people have been injured and sickened or killed because of that choice, where they violate the heating and ventilation code, and the people inside are breathing subtle to serious levels of carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and other combustion gases. Anyway, I just wanted to remind people of that.
Okay, so,
GassingAmerica.com or TomInUtah.us, TomInUtah.us, or even Poisoning the Poor. It'll take you to that website.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Now, let's move on from there. Dave, do you know what your topic of your video is going to be today, sir?
Well, I've already done a couple of them, and we're taking a look at a summary of the Chinese and the American justification for what happened with the balloon. But it's interesting, too. I'm also covering the coal plants. There's backtracking. Four states, Nebraska, Wisconsin come to mind. The other two escape my mind without my notes in front of me. But the UK also is continuing coal plant production under pressure from their citizens in the UK because they don't all want to freeze to death. So I think that's interesting. Climate change is getting some resistance. That's the point. By the way, John, I don't disagree with you about the ear thing, but it's hilarious to see how far these people will go. I have seen exactly what you're talking about. I've had people show me the difference in ears. And unless it's some kind of artist depiction, you know, Photoshop or whatever, I happen to agree with you. But, Biden has a type of dementia that's progressive. And I've really been baffled about how long they've been able to stave this off. And so I tend to agree with you. I don't see how this is the real Biden.
Well, I see both Bidens routinely during the week. Just in news clips, I watch Fox News. And there's close-ups of these two men all the time. And there's clearly two different men because the ears are different. And that's easy. It's any average IQ third grader could identify the two different ears of the two different men. It's not, you don't have to be some kind of forensic expert to make that identification. Jeff, your next article that you're about to publish, do you have a title for it yet, sir?
It's a part two, and it's about the inversion of the blame in biological warfare. And the thing about a biological attack is that if you get a disease that somebody's given you, who gave it to you? So then you end up seeing oftentimes what people give as their opinion is a kind of confession about the way they think and who they are. So anyway, that's what it's about.
Okay. All right. Real good. So let's move on from there. The war in Ukraine, Jeff, you're more on top of this than most human beings I'm aware of. Any updates on the war in Ukraine, sir?
Well, the Russians have been, in the last couple of weeks, have been talking out of both sides of their mouth, saying, both threatening nuclear war over the, or talking about it on the TV in Russia, over the tanks going from NATO countries to Ukraine. Versus they have, hundreds of thousands of troops they can throw into the battle and overwhelm Ukraine with their new offensive. So on the one hand, if they're about to overrun Ukraine, the tanks don't matter. So why threaten nuclear war over it? And on the other hand, why threaten nuclear war? If you really are strong, it's almost as if the whole narrative is an admission of weakness. Very odd. What to make of it. But the battling around Bakhmut, the Russians have captured some villages and have put the Ukrainian troops again under pressure, and there's some thought that the Ukrainians may be flanked or surrounded. But I think the Ukrainians are probably going to withdraw from the area, have a set withdrawal. But that's the latest news in the actual fighting.
All right. Jeff, you've probably heard a lot about what's being called a spring offensive on the part of the Russians. My information is that it would be a winter campaign, a winter offensive, because they need frozen ground for the armor to operate, don't they, sir?
Well, there's people that think they're going to keep training and they're not going to launch their big attack until the spring. But as far as the frozen ground, this is February, so I think the ground is, if it's not frozen now, I heard that it was expected to be frozen this week. I didn't check the latest news, but I think they're just keeping up the pressure at Bakhmut, and there's no indication so far that the big offensive is here, although it could be. In a week or so, you could see it unfolding. We'll have to see. You know, a lot of battles take place because there's opportunities presented. If the Ukrainians keep maintaining vulnerable positions that are flanked, it could tempt the Russians into launching a larger attack now. So that's something to watch for. But it's smart for the Russians to wait and keep building up and keep training their forces. Their forces have been the Wagner mercenaries have shown more effectiveness lately in fighting. So the Russian forces are improving very gradually, but they are improving. And that's where the calls for sending tanks to Ukraine to counterbalance that has come in.
All right. Okay, moving on from there, Jeff. Any updates on China and Taiwan and that whole mess there in the Pacific?
No, I think, like I said before, the last Chinese exercise was not an invasion exercise, the naval one. It was a blockade exercise.
Is that continuing or finished?
No, it's over. They're constantly moving around. They're much more activity around Taiwan than there used to be in years past, starting last year. So, but there's little changes day to day. The Taiwan has become more aggressive about shooting down drones and confronting airspace violations. So the Chinese responded by being a bit more cautious. So that's kind of where it stands right now.
All right. Well, we should soon have Steve Bannoun with us with his updates. I'm not sure what those updates are going to be yet. I'm hoping that we get more updates on the consequences of the clot shot in Israel, but which we may or may not get. Any updates, Dave? Any updates on the political quagmire in Arizona, sir?
How long do we have? I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say it. This is objective. It's fact. We're seeing signs of cartel infiltration into law enforcement, particularly Maricopa County sheriffs. We're seeing signs of it in the Phoenix Police Department. We're seeing signs of it in Tucson. We have state officials now who's just stolen an election. One of them has very strongly rumored cartel connections out of California in the casinos, and that would be the Secretary of State, who was ousted from the county clerk and recorder's office. Interesting how he made a comeback. We have reprobates running Arizona. The governor of Arizona is blatantly a communist. Her husband cuts off genitals of children, and they call it medical science. Arizona is in a very bad place. About 75% of the state, I estimate, is conservative, and we're being ruled by people just as bad as what you see in New York, Illinois, or California. It's very, very bad. One thing I wanted to bring up, though, and maybe Jeff will want to respond to this. I've been reading that the former prime minister of Israel says that he had successfully brokered a ceasefire agreement between Zelensky and Putin, and Putin promised not to kill Zelensky, and that was blocked by the West, primarily by the Biden administration. Is there any truth in that?
I think it's the Russians who want the war to continue right now because they've got the advantage, and if they want to get more than what they have, I think they need to. I don't know. I didn't hear the report about what Netanyahu said. The West also is not in a position. This
this idea of viewing the war as it's up to the West, the Ukrainians are going to resist no matter what. That's their attitude. And the West support has been, you know, enough, you know, countries like Poland and Sweden are have done a relatively more sacrifices for Ukraine than we have. So maybe because they're closer to Russia and they're afraid of it. But I don't think it's a significant way of thinking about it. Brokered a peace? I don't know.
Now, it wasn't a peace. It was a ceasefire agreement in lieu of moving towards peace.
Well, gentlemen, we have a break. Agreements are not going to be to the advantage
of the
defender.
We'll continue after the break. We'll continue after the break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Our next caller, gentlemen, is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I really enjoyed that thing, Leon, about the oils. That was great. What is on my mind, and it won't go away, is that Israel is being put down way too much. You know that this earthquake that just happened over here in Syria and Turkey, and I don't want to hear anything about, you know, we caused it and all that kind of crap. They have been having earthquakes there for a long time. I got an app about earthquakes and volcanoes. And so that was a real earthquake. And thousands have died. And the Israeli Defense Force is sending people over there to rescue them and assess what needs to be done to get the rest of the world to help them. And I think they should be given some credit for that. And I don't hear that much. So it's the second time that I've noticed it, because I was called attention to a lady who was born in Lebanon, and she became a Christian. And they had a Muslim war there, and they were going to kill all of the Christians. And she was rescued by Jewish people. And the Jewish people were helping the killers also, who were down and out, sick and hit, just like we did in Vietnam. Every time one of the enemy was shot, we'd pick them up just like they were ours and take them to our hospital and treat them just like us. So I think Israel should be given some credit for that. And that's just been on my mind. It won't go away. So I just thought I'd throw it in there. But you can go and look at all. It's causing some good things to happen in Washington, like throwing Omar off of the Foreign Relations Committee. She will not stop attacking Israel. What good is a woman like that for any kind of foreign relations when we need peace in this world? And if people are willing to go and show humanitarian aid to people, their enemies, what do we need Omar here for? I just want to appreciate everybody who voted, because if you don't see something going on in Washington, go ahead and vote for communists if you want to by not voting. But I appreciate all of that, okay? I'm sorry I'm upset, but...
Okay, Pat. Well, we'll get a... Thank you for your call. We'll get some response from our panel. Okay. Leon, do you have any response to Pat's comments?
Yeah, I watched some of the articles about the earthquake there. The two of them, 7.5 and 7.8. I haven't heard any of the leadership per se, but I haven't looked at it in the last 2 days, saying we have to go help those people. I mean, we made an impact in Nepal when they had a major one, in India, but nothing special about Turkey. So I don't know if they just want to keep funneling the money into Ukraine and they don't really care. And especially since his image has been so tarnished in the last week based on the balloon, you think even if he had to be patronizing, he would do something. So I agree with her.
Okay, we have a break. We'll get back to the responses after the break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.